Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to a new beginning, Ambassador for Christ, your host, Deacon Wes Armstrong. I really didn't have a topic, but I'm going to speak on a situation that happened to me today. I'm going to follow with some scripture, my feelings about it, and a little bit I'll open up the mics to see if there's anyone that has any familiarity to this situation, or they just have a comment, okay? It was, real quick, it was concerning a doctor's appointment I had at the cancer center, and, you know, hey, I'm there, Johnny on the spot, and the doctor, he didn't want to see me. He wanted to order more medication, but he didn't want to see me, so... Excuse me. Okay, so what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to have prayer, and then we'll get into the discussion, and I'll open up and let everybody know what the situation was, what was happening today. Okay, all right. Okay, then I have prayer for those that are sick and afflicted. Bereaved families suffering from the loss of a loved one or friend or relative, neighbor, co-worker. Let's please keep these people over there in the war-torn countries in prayer. There's a possibility it could have been us. But just because we're not over there does not mean that we're not going through something. Okay? Now, that's in Africa, the Middle East, these other countries, China and the Philippines, South America, the United States, okay, Mexico, Russia, of course, the Ukraine. These people really, they're suffering over there. And, you know, the government was supposed to be for the people, by the people. But the things have been turned, tossed upside down. So we just don't know. But all we can do is hold on to our own, pray, and keep the faith, you know, and not let go, right? And then also let's pray for the authorities, higher authorities, the governments of these countries, and pray for ourselves, okay? All right, Most High God in heaven, Most High God in earth, and Most High God underneath the earth, we honor you, and we thank you for bringing us thus far. We look to you for life, health, and strength, because had it not been for you, Father God, we would have been destroyed, because it was you that made us and not we ourselves. Honoring you, God, honoring you, because you allowed us one more day, Father God, to do the right thing, to do your will, to help the next man in line. As I spoke last week, I am my brother's keeper, yes, Lord. And help us to do your will, Lord, whatever it is that you have us to do, Father God. Not that we're looking for titles and a bag full of money all the time or a brand new house up on the hill and, what'd you say, maybe 2.7 kids, you know, a big fancy car, good job, making a lot of money. It's not about those things. It's about how well we do with what we have. And just truly thanking you, Lord, for blessing us, rising us up this morning, because there's some that did not get up. They will not be with us anymore. And we praise you because you bless us in giving us the things we need. And every now and then, if we just reference you and give into you our all, you'll give us the desires of our heart. And we truly thank you, Lord, for time given, the strength and the energy, and for the listeners and the moderator of this ministry. We give you the praise, God. We honor you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Give me a moment, guys. Okay. Yeah. All right. Oh, have a disclaimer here. I'm going to read real quickly. This is a disclaimer for the Crown Talk and Drum Radio Network. The views and opinions expressed on the Crown Talk and Drum Radio Network are solely those of the host, guest, and caller. These views and opinions do not represent those of the Crown Talk and Drum Radio Network, its management, or of the hosts or advertisers. And again, welcome to New Beginning, Ambassador for Christ, your host, Brother West. Okay, we can get a little, take a few minutes for a quick introduction of our callers if they have, would like to. Say hi, how you doing, whatever. Okay. The furthest person away, we're going to start with him first. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Good to be on tonight. Listen to you.
Yes, sir. We're glad to have you. So glad to have you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure when you are talking about things and putting them with scripture. So I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to teach us tonight.
Okay, you can call it the teaching. I'm just talking. I like to talk anyway, so just burn my mouth a little bit, you know, put a little something in. That's all. Okay, all right. Okay, I'm putting your mic on mute. Okay, And we're going to go now to our next caller. Well, we're going to do Miss Margaret first. Good evening, Miss Margaret.
Good evening. How you doing?
Oh, I'm coming along. Yeah.
Well, this
glad
is good. I'm glad you're doing good.
Yeah, glad to have you. Glad to have you. Okay?
Glad to be
All
here.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay, no problem. Okay, sis, where you at? Come on, holla.
Good evening.
Good evening to you. How are you this evening, huh?
I'm blessed.
Yeah, I know. You're in the other room. Thank you. Thank you much. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I'm going to put your mic on mute also for a short period here. And then I'm going to get started. Okay. Situation real quick today. I had a doctor's appointment. I'm going through treatment for prostate cancer. Okay. Now, the first thing I'm just going to run through this real quick. You know, I'm a little upset. They've been testing me for 2 or 3 years for prostate cancer. Right. Okay. They found that my PSA level was sky high. PSA level means that testosterone levels are getting out of whack, and that is one of the factors that show that you do have prostate cancer. Okay. Why, if you know I have prostate cancer, why can't you treat that and not wait until it spreads over the entire body? I just can't understand. To test drugs, to experiment, to see if this, you know, to get statistics, I just don't know. I'm just a human being trying to understand things happening in this world that are supposed to help you and not just drag you along, you know? Now, they've been keeping an eye on the cancer. It's growing. PSA level shooting through the roof, you know? So, okay, they decide they're going to treat me with a radiation, okay? What they do, they radiate, I lost track of what they are now. In the groin area, there are one on each side. I can't think of what they are now. If you have an infection in your body, it radiates to these, they're like small organs. You have them all through your body. They'll collect the infection until the infection is moved, right? Okay. 44 treatments of radiation. On these two particular small organs that has collected this infection in the body. Okay, right. No problem. No problem. Okay, good. Now what? Let's take a test to see where this cancer's at. You know, see if I do still have the cancer. None of that happening. None of that. No suggestion for nothing. Okay. 44 treatments of radiation, and here they want to give me a hormone shot. Wow. This stuff is, it's almost worse than a bullet. You know what I'm saying? Okay, the hormone shot. They want me to take that once every 3 months for 2 years. Okay? Now, still no mention of where's the cancer? You know, where's it at? And then I find out for myself that by them taking all this time, they have let the cancer metastasize, which means it's throughout the whole body. It's left that one general area, and it's all over the body. So now they want me to take these pills. Now, the doc, he tells me, he said, no, this is not chemotherapy. Now, the bottle and the pouch that it comes in clearly states chemotherapy. I guess I'm supposed to be stupid or ignorant, you know, and think these are just health pills, you know, maybe some fortified vitamins or something, you know. So I said, okay, I'm going to pray. I'm going to take these because they are doctors who are supposed to be specialists in their field, right? Okay, now I'm taking these pills. All things are happening in the body now, you know, especially the injection. It's got me sweating like I've been in the shower without toweling off. I think it's on average, it's 6 T-shirts a night. Every night, T-shirt gets soaking wet. I have to get up, towel dry, put on a dry T-shirt, then try to lay back down, rest and sleep. Now, okay, I'm dealing with this because, oh, I got the big C, you know, and I want to get better. And, of course, I know they're not going to cure this thing, but I'm praying to God that he will cure me, you know, heal my body, and I can go to the doctors, make an appointment, go to the doctors and test me and let them see that God, you know, they're going to say, oh, the medication is, it's a miracle. The medication is cured the cancer. But God has healed me already, so I don't even sweat that. But today I wanted to speak to the doc. I'm there sitting. So his nurse comes out. She said, it's too early to take the shot, which I have suspended. You know, I have suspended that in my mind already. I told them already. I left a message, told them. Still can't talk to the doc. Too early to take this injection. You'll have to come back next week when we schedule you. I'm letting them think what they want to think. You know, I made up in my mind already. You know, the injection, I believe the injection is working on me worse than I believe the cancer. Just drained me, you know. But I'm faithful, praying to God, you know. Hey, this is a cancer doctor. I can't go to a radiologist, you know, and them tell me anything. So I'm faithful. So I get upset. Why am I getting upset? When the doc tells me he wants me to take another injection next week? No. Why am I getting upset? Because the doc has prescribed these chemotherapy pills. No. The reason why I'm upset is that the doctor refuses to see me. And it's been 6 months. Saw the doc one time, just a glance, and it's like when I was taking the radiation treatments, the doc would be sitting there stuck at the computer. I guess he's checking statistics, you know, percentiles. Whatever, you know, but no physical meeting or anything like that. So, you know, I'm praying to God, but see, I know already God has healed me, waiting for the manifestation, you know, but I want the docs to, you know, I want them to test me and see just what. My PSA level, it was less than 1. The last blood test, they find out the levels of PSA through a blood test. The last one was, I think, 0.27. And like I said, why would they wait until the cancer has traveled all through your body, want to treat it, burn you up with this medication? You know, I guess that's just the way men are doing things these days, or the corporations, or even the drug companies. You know, they want statistics. They don't want results. They just want statistics, something on a piece of paper. But I am not a piece of paper. And I have a name. I have a life. And I don't belong on a piece of paper, you know. But that was just me to pass along my situation today. So I said, Lord, I'm just going to pray on it. I'm not going to get too upset. I'll talk about it for a minute, but then it's all done. So I'm going to read the scriptures real quick. Then I'm going to open up the mic. Okay, now, God has brought me from a mighty long way. So my ending, it seems like it's worse than my beginning because I was a drug addict. But now I've been sick with thyroid issues. Then I was having collapsed lungs on a regular. Now I have the prostate cancer. But my life is better now than ever before. You know, so I trust and believe in God doing what he's doing. Okay, so now I'm going to read Acts, the book of Acts, chapter 6. And where is that at? Book of Acts. Here we go. Book of Acts, chapter 6. All right? The book of Acts, chapter 6. And I'm going to read, okay, where are we? Okay. All righty. I'm going to start at 1. I'm not going to read too far, but I'm just going to put, I'm going to get a base, you know, have you get an understanding, a base of what I'm trying to get across, okay? The book of Acts, chapter 6, verse 1. And in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Verse 2. Then the 12 called a multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip and Prochorus and Nicanor and Timon and Parmenas and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch, whom they set before the apostles. And when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them, and the word of God increased. Okay? Now, this was, setting the base here, this was the first deacons. Okay? Now, you know, they gave me a title of a deacon, you know, an anointed deacon. And what they did, I didn't ask for this. I didn't see it coming. We was in service. The mother church of the body, and our pastor was sitting there, and my wife, she wanted to sit behind him. It's like, why we got to sit over here underneath this guy? Let's sit over there so we can see what he's doing. We don't have to be so close. So we're sitting behind him, and he turned around and said, we've been thinking about making you a deacon. Man, I could have hollered. I didn't ask for this. Why y'all want to do this to me? Mess my life up. You know what I'm saying? You're throwing some stuff in my life that's going to twist it around. But they did. They set up. It was a program. They prayed, and they laid hands on me, the presbytery of the church. They laid hands on me and anointed me deacon. And I'm wondering, what am I supposed to do? You know, so I looked it up in the dictionary. I asked the pastor. He said, deacon is just a helper. Okay, ain't no thing. I'll be glad to help. You know? But it's like what little I was doing before I got this title, I'm still doing it, and people, oh, man, look at me. Oh, deacon, oh, that's our deacon. No, it ain't about all that. It's just about people needing some help, and I was there to help out. That's all that was to it. Okay, now, I'm going to do this one here. I got two more scriptures real quick, and then I'll open the mics, okay? The next scripture is Psalm 39. Okay? Psalm 39. Alrighty. Okay, Psalm 39, verses 1 to 7. Okay? This is David to the chief musician. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. Psalm 39, verse 1. I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle, while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace, even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me, while I was musing, the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue, Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Surely every man walketh in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches and knoweth not who shall gather them. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. So in other words, all this stuff going around here doing and thinking, it's the way of the world. Just keep my hope in the Lord and keep it moving, you know. And not get caught up with my mouth, you know, spreading this thing around. Of course, my wife and I, we talked to each other, and it stirred me a little bit. I didn't call him any names, you know. I just wondered, Lord, what is this? And after a minute, I calmed down, and that's okay. All right, it's the Lord showing, it's the Lord working. This is His plan. It ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm just a part of it, but it's the Lord working His will in my life for others to see. It has to be, because I didn't plan none of this. I didn't go out I didn't go out and catch prostate cancer, you know. I didn't inject myself with it. It was just, you know, a part of life. I'm not complaining. Hey, I got to go through this thing, whether I want to or not, all right? So I'm good. Now, last scripture here, 1 Timothy 2. All right, 1 Timothy 2. All right. Okay, where am I? 1 Timothy 2, y'all. All right, the scripture here. All right. 1 Timothy 2 and 1 through 6 and verse 8. All right? 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 6, and then verse 8. Okay? I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. And then verse 8, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Praise God. Now, those are the scriptures. If anyone needs them, I still have them here. But it was for me that this is a professional, seeming to be a professional doctor treating cancer patients. And for some reason, this little town, when I first started going to the cancer center, I said, my God, what is this, a test area or something? What? And it was because the amount of people that are diagnosed with cancer in this area. I couldn't believe it. The cancer center was crowded all day, all through the week, y'all. And it's like, wait a minute, where did this come from? You know, like I said, is this a testing area or something? You know, because it's a little small country town. The people are supposed to be country hicks, you know, poor white trash. You know what I'm saying? They're ignorant. They don't know nothing. They're still living in the woods. You know what I'm saying? You know, people need to open their eyes and just ask some questions or see what's going on. But this right here, with this doctor ignoring me like that, you know, there were some things on my mind, and we put some stuff in my mind for me to do. I said, no, I can't even speak on it. Not no more. I just leave it alone. I just pray on it and ask God, was this part of the plan? Enemy trying to tear down my blessing, you know, because God has blessed me with life, health, and strength. And I enjoy going to work. It ain't no thing about I'm too old to work, you know. Do what I enjoy, helping other people, you know, and being around people that can't help themselves. But to God be the glory, okay? All right, we're going to start with, okay, good evening, guys, here. I'm opening up all mics, so each and every one, just take your time. Good evening. We don't want anybody to speak over anyone, but we don't want anyone to take too much time, okay? About 5 minutes max of comments. Everyone's mic is open. And so whoever starts first, you know, you take your time and get it out, and then we'll go to the next one. And what I'll do, I will turn your mic off when you finish speaking to keep the back noise down, okay? All right. First come, first serve. Who's speaking?
I'll jump in. Never know.
Yes, sir.
Might run out. I'll jump in, right?
Yeah.
So that's heavy on my heart right now. What you've just talked about. But I think we all know that the doctor is only a tool of God. You know, the doctor can only do what God allows him to do. Unfortunately,
yes.
And I see it with my clients all the time. Sometimes depending on who you are, you get treated differently than other people who might not be similar circumstances. They might not look like you, and you get treated accordingly. And I'm not going to jump to the conclusion that that's what's going on here, but you wonder why you were treated that way when you've been diagnosed with something as serious, and the doctor just is treating you like as if you're a number. But what I'll say is it gives me peace that you continue to have the faith. My ailments, I think when you talk about things like this and people talk about their serious ailments and conditions, I think that serves a couple of purposes. For me, it lets me know that, listen, you are going through some things physically, but you are blessed considering we're all going through something on different levels. And to put things in perspective for me, what you're going through totally puts it in perspective to me. I still have discomforts and whatnot, but when I put it in perspective and think about what you're going through and think about what that C word means, that lets me know that, listen, I need to put this in perspective because this is nothing compared to the big scheme of things. My mortality is not at risk, and it lets me know that, listen, God is in charge of what's going on with me. God's in charge of what's going on with you. So I just want to just keep the faith. Keep praying. It's all in God's hands.
Yes, sir.
It's always going to be in God's hands. Like you said, you know what? This God has it all under control. You just kind of a part of the story. God, all the people that are involved in this story right now, the nurse who came out and talked to you, the doctor on his computer ignoring you, who was the patient looking for answers. God knows what all your parts are in this story. So I tell you, my heart goes out to you for what you're going through. My heart goes out to my mom for what you're going through. But it sounds like you're faithful and God is a healer. That's the bottom line. So, but lastly, I always go back to the man on the roof. It was, I guess, parable, whatever, whatever you call it, you know, boats coming by and God's going to save me. God's going to save me. And then next thing you know, the man perishes because all these boats came by that God sent for him, and he perished because he was waiting on God. Well, God uses people to help people.
Yes.
So
Yes, he does.
It's not about sitting back and waiting for God to do to work. Sometimes God is showing us things so we can say, you know what, this might not be the right man for me. This might not be the right area that I'm supposed to be seeing. I might need to get a second opinion because this doctor's too concerned and it's not willing to give me FaceTime in light of these serious circumstances. So that's something to think about as well with regards to what you're going through right now. But I got to commend you for keeping the faith. You've talked about what your history has been, you know, being a drug addict, being in the streets. But you also are saying this is the best part. This is the best. I think you said something like this is the best time in your life right now in terms of your circumstances. So with that being said, that just tells me you're just keeping the faith. And brother, just keep the faith. I'm praying for you and praying with you.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that, bro. I really appreciate that. And, you know, one moment real quick. And, you know, before I put your mic on mute, you know, it's not about me having the disease. It's about me dealing with it, believing in God, and not, you know, trusting and trying to trust in man over here, you know, because they recommend, but every sinner go up there, everything is good, then boom, all of a sudden, they sort of like shut the door on my face.
Right.
So it's like,
exactly.
What is this? Yeah. So
keeping
the faith, it's already about another doctor, you know, so that's the next step we're going to pray on. And if God leads in that way, I'm out. Just that simple.
Yep.
You know.
For sure.
Okay. Right, thank you for your comments, bro. Thank you.
Mhm. Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
Ms. Margaret, you here?
Yes, sir. Listen, just want to make confirmation. The Lord said yes, He's healing. So don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about these people. The Lord said He's healing.
Yes. Mhm. That's it. That's it. And see, His Spirit, He told me already that I'm healed. So it's not that I'm worried about the treatments and the doctor. I want the doctor to confirm for himself that I'm healed. That's what it is. And it's not that I'm taking this medication, wanting this medication to work, you know. I want God to heal me, but for it to manifest in the doctor's eyes when they take their tests. See, that's the thing. See? That's what that's all about, But I don't want to put the doctors. Go ahead, hon. Go ahead.
Well, see, that's I understand it. I do understand it. But whenever we look into the Lord, I know that the Lord uses different people to do different things. But like in my case, He told me that He's going to do it. So I'm not waiting on to help here. I'm waiting on the Lord to do what the Lord says. So it's not a bypass to do stuff to somebody else. It's just the Lord telling me that He's going to do it. So that's where I'm at right now. So when He said He's going to do it, that's what I'm just leaning on. That's what I'm leaning on.
He has shown you so you can show us that your prayers, they're being answered. You know, God is doing the healing and it's manifesting because you've been in this condition, 5 years?
Yes, sir. Well, it's 6 years. It'll be 6 years.
Look how God is working right now. After all that time, you know, we still depending on Him, right? To God be the glory. Yes. Okay.
Praise.
All right.
Praise God.
Okay.
Praise God.
Come on. Sis, that you?
To God be the glory. Well, to me, you said God told you you was healed. And you believe what God says. Because faith is the things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And you're going to have to believe what God says, regardless of if the doctor says it or not. You're going to have to believe what the doctor says and step out on faith, not wait till the doctor says it through what the test says. That's what counts, is what God have told you. because you got the evidence of how you feeling. You're still working.
Mm-hmm.
Your hair hasn't came out. You haven't been sick and torn like they say you do. You have to just believe what God have told you.
Mm-hmm.
And just
step. Yeah.
God done told you was healed. So that's what you have to go on yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if God spoke that and told you that, that you don't have to let the doctor tell you. You just have to walk in that and go. But I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
But if
what I'm
told
saying,
you that.
What I'm saying real quick is that God told me I'm healed. The appointment with the doctor, the appointment with the doctor was already set up for me to see the doctor and take the shot. They want me to take the shot, but they don't want me to see the doctor. That's why I'm saying the enemy is caught up in this because God healed me already. I want the appointment so the doctor can see the manifestation of God healing.
Oh, God.
You know?
Right.
The proof to him, so he don't have to keep lollygagging, running and hiding from me, you know? It's almost like he can't accept me being healed without taking medication. You know, that's what's bothering me, you know?
Because the word that faith without works is dead. So
that's right.
Paul, when he showed me that works with my faith, I can show you my works and my faith, goes. Where God have told you, that's what you stand on, regardless of what the doctors say or not. You stand on that because whatever he said was true.
Mm-hmm.
That was true. What God have said, that was true.
Mm-hmm.
And you stand on that. Praise God. You stand
But like I said, I want the doctor to see that God is a healer. And not for him to sit up there counting statistics, you know, because they wanted to double the medication that was supposed to help me stop from sweating. But one of the side effects from that is sweating.
It's
So what did you sweating, side effect. And I'm sweating, trying to stop sweating, you know. But
so when you go,
like I said, I believe God. I believe God.
That's right.
But
when
I want to stop. I want
to And you say, I'm not taking any more shots because I'm healed.
Yeah. No, I'm not going next week if I can. I'm going to call them. If I cannot see the doctor and talk to the doctor, I'm not going to take the shot. Just that simple.
Right. Right.
Because he wanted me to take the shot once every 3 months for 2 years. And he said nothing about no test, no examination. It was all about the PSA in the blood. Just that.
Right.
No test about nothing else. And so the PSA level was all.
That's what I'm saying.
But they scheduled me from the beginning, 2 years on this shot. This was from the beginning.
Yes.
This was in September of last year, see? You know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's get this last one here, and then I have the mics open. And, bruh.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, bruh. Any comments?
Good evening to everyone. For me, we do trust in the Lord for everything that he continues to bless us through. We pray for his sermon and spirit. And for myself, I learned years back when I worked in the furniture factory, sometimes the doctor will not tell you everything that you need to know because they're working in with the drug company. And working with the drug company, they put you on certain drugs that the company gets a kickback and the doctor gets a kickback. That way, they can keep you going. One drug leads to another drug. Because they say, well, this right here, we might need to give you a little bit of something else, or we may need to take something away. And in situations to whereas if you got a doctor that cares enough and he sees these situations, he asks the question why, and he sends you to someone else, which is what happened to me. because when they sent me somewhere else, the doctor asked me, said, why did they send you to that doctor anyway? Because he's not a specialist in the areas that needed to be checked by him. And when I went to the other doctor, I found out different things that helped me better than what the doctor before was telling me. And all he wanted to do was keep throwing medication, medication, medication.
That's it.
And I told him when I went in, I said, man, I said, I'm not looking to take no more of these medications. I said, can I see someone else? And he got upset with me. And he told me, he said, I figured when you come in today, if things weren't working out, I was going to send you somewhere else. And he was smart with me. Well, I just smiled and went on, and I told him, I said, well, I appreciate it. I went on to someone else. And as I went to the next doctor, and he started dealing with the situations, everything got better for me. So it lets me know some of these doctors, they're based on wanting to give you drugs sometimes that you don't need. They want to put you through situations that you don't have to go through. But when we serve a God like the God we know, and he speaks out to our hearts and let us know things that we live by, we continue to trust that and hold to it and keep going. If the doctor don't feel like that he wants to be the one to see you, let the doctor go. Tell him to take the shots because God's already then spoke and let you know you're healed. And if you have to go to another doctor to get another opinion, that's the best thing to do. Because instead of going through over and over with the same doctor, sometime we have to step out on faith to someone else. And that's why, you know, God gives them the knowledge for everything that they do. But some doctors take on themselves that it's them, not God. So so we have to realize we're working on the spiritual side of things. And when we run into these doctors that don't have God's spirit and they're doing everything on their own to check and see if this work or that work, but they can't tell you nothing about it when it comes down to it, we have to leave that alone and move on. So I'm praying for you and much love for you. Good to see God's blessing you to go through the way you have and everything, and praying that everything will just continue to work out for the best for you and your family, because God knows best. He knows our body. He knows what we need, how we need it, and when. We have to continue to have that faith and trust him and keep on going.
Above all things, trust in him first. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's great, y'all. That's great. Great comments. Great comments. I thank each and every one of you. Are there any more comments?
Good. Yeah, it was good.
Yes. Now, you know, real quick, at my job, there's a female. She had a mother with cancer, and she passed. And she had a sister that developed cancer, and she passed. And when she found out that I had cancer, she was, you know, she said, I hate to see you get the wrong information, and you know, your life is snuffed out and doesn't have to. And I told her, I said, I believe in trusting God. And she said, yeah, that's good, but you also have to do some things in the natural world. And she she had mentioned already about another doctor, get you another doctor. And I said, when I get this appointment, I'll go from there. So the thought of another doctor is already there. And see, this is the second doctor right here. So I don't mind traveling to see another doctor, you know, just to make sure that they know. It's not necessarily about the medication. I'm just letting them know the medication is not for the body, period. Too many changes dealing with the medication and not the the cancer itself, see? You know, having a problem with this medicine. That's what's taking my, it's told on me. But for them to know that, hey, it wasn't the medication. This guy believed in God, and God healed him, and he's not going to take the medication because, you know, God, he doesn't need statistics. You don't need to see numbers, you know? And for a person to have a job, they shouldn't have to sit up there in front of a computer, you know, statistics and percentiles of this and the age groups and the cultures of this one and you know, the gender and all this old stuff. This is what they're basing their results on, you know, mm-hmm. not dealing directly with the patient, you know. And real quick, last night they talked about AI, artificial intelligence. This is what mm-hmm. things are leaning toward. Things are leading towards artificial intelligence where the job is given to the computer,
mm-hmm.
you know, and there's right. no human being to do anything. And if there's any problems with the computer, they either have a backup or they have something to correct it or override or something like that, you know. So they don't need us. They don't need us.
That's right.
But, yeah, yeah. But see, to God be the glory, see. You know, there's a whole lot of people still believe in God, no matter how the world gets. Because a lot of people saying, man, I'm a Christian, you know. Go to church on Sunday, then they go home, they smoking weed, you know what I'm saying? They might be beating the wife, you know. They go out and party with their fellas, and they ain't paying no bills, you know what I'm saying? But
mm-hmm.
it's not about that. You know, it's about you living your life in the right way, helping people when they need help, you know. Not to make yourself look good, but, you know, mm-hmm. My neighbor, he's got a problem, right? And I ask him, and every time I go out, I say, I'm going to the store to get this and get that. Can I pick something up for you? Do you need this? Do you need that? You know, and he'll say no. But then, 5 or 10 minutes later, here he goes down the road. So I said, you know, more power to them. You know, that's on them. But I did ask, so they didn't have to go out, you know. And see, God, he looks for that in us, that we love each other like we love ourselves. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But that was just my day, y'all. And I still got a little smile on my face, you know. I'd be hit to the curb, but that's like, you know, hey, I just right on up and go in the opposite direction. That's how that works.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
But God is good, though. God is good.
God is.
Any last comments? Got about 10. Any last comments? About 10.
Mm-hmm. I would say, too, I went through situations, like you said,
even
when I had to go to the heart doctor.
Yeah.
I went and they took me off of one medicine, gave me another medicine, and mm-hmm. when I took it, they told me, so, well, you might want to just take half of it. And it made my heart flutter. I felt like I couldn't get my breath and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So the next day come, I did the same thing. I said, I'm just going to take half just to see if it was just a reaction from the medicine. Same thing happened.
Uh-huh.
Well, I stopped. I didn't take it no more. When I had my next heart appointment, I went back, and I was under this young lady. She was a black doctor, and she checked my medication and everything, and she told me, said, why'd they put you on this? I said, ma'am, I said, I really don't know. Well, she changed me back to my medicine, and they took me off of the fluid pill. And she said, why'd they take you off of your fluid pill? I said, I don't know that either, ma'am. I said, all I know is I was supposed to come to the doctor to get checked out, you know, for my six-month checkup. Well, the doctor that had changed everything, the stuff that he gave me affected me in a whole different way because he wanted to try something cheaper that he said would work just as good. But it worked against me. But the young heart doctor, she talked to me. She said they don't do enough study on our people to know these things.
Mm-hmm.
And she said the fluid pill works better with the blood pressure medicine. And she put me back on everything I was on. Everything turned out all right. I went to my family doctor, and he looked at it, and I told him what happened. He said, well, you stick with what she told you, and you stay on it. And I've never had a problem since. God has blessed me not to even have to go back to the heart doctor. So it lets me know sometimes another doctor can tell you things and do things better when you're praying for God to give you someone that may think enough of you not to try to change anything or just keep you where you at and work along with it and see how it works for you. So that's the reason why we always have to trust and pray and ask the Lord to help us. As long as we're doing everything that we can do the best we know how, God will take care of his people. And that's all we have to do is have faith and trust and believe that he'll do exactly what he said.
That's right.
Yes, sir. That is so true. So true. Okay. All right. Washington State, you don't have any more comments?
No, I just I just enjoy listening to all the comments. And like Billy Carlos was saying, I mean, it's, I know you trusting that you're healed, but like I said, I mean, you still have to be diligent. And it's kind of it's conflicted. You know, when I'm healed, I shouldn't go back to the doctor. No, I think you have to be, even if you say, I want to go so they know, whatever the case is, you get to the right doctor that's right for you, because it seems like to me, this doctor that you're dealing with right now is not right for you. And just like the caller said, they did something. They were changing the medications. This other doctor who's more informed about our people and our situation, saying, listen, they did not enough research on our people for them to be doing this. So sometimes you've got to get to another doctor to get a different set of eyes on it. And then God will lead you to that person, and then you go from there. So he will. You are a man of faith. You are faithful. And if you keep that faith, which I know you're going to, God will lead you where you need to go to this. So, I know you're going to keep the faith. You said you had a smile on your face. Now I can see the smile on your face as you sit there probably. But you just keep the faith and you pray to God. And I'm going to be praying as well that he shows you the way with regard to somebody to go see and getting out. Because when you do something, I'm surprised. I should know that you were seeing a doctor in the small town that y'all live in. I'm always of the opinion, get out of them small towns because – you don't know. I mean, you got to get to Winston. You got to get to Charlotte. You got to go to one of those places because, I mean, I just don't trust those small-town doctors with our people and the history of our people. So not to get too deep into that, but, I mean, you just pray and hopefully you get in to see somebody else who can confirm, who will confirm because of your faith, exactly what you've told us that you're healed, and God will show that to you.
Yes,
he will.
Thank you for that. Well, I really appreciate
that.
Praise
the Lord.
I definitely will be going. This time I'll go to Charlotte because I've been to Winston. And Lenore, it is definitely out anymore. But I will be traveling to find the next one that I can just sit and talk with and not just want, you know, for him to just give me a list of Medicare. Well, here, you take this right here. And if you have any problems, call. Now, we got to stop doing that. You know what I'm saying? This is what's wrong, Doc. You know, do you know anything about this? If not, you know, let's do some research or something. Or do you know someone that specializes in this area? And we go from there. No tests today. And next week I'm having a bad episode, you know, side effect. Oh, let's try this over here. I'm not the one, you know. I'm not. If they're qualified to be who they are, then be who you are. If not, then you should just go sit down somewhere, take the title, pack it away, you know, and become a regular person. You know, it's like leading you on, you know, leading you on for you to put your trust in them. But I can't do that because I'm a man and I can't put no trust in myself because I know what I might do. You know?
Right.
So I trust in
keep the faith.
Trust in God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's right. We go to the real source of things.
Yes, sir. Yes, sure sir. I see a friend of ours here. We got about 5 minutes. Friend, your mic is live.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello.
Shalom.
Hey. Hey.
Yes,
my brother. How are you, sir?
We're here. Going pretty good right now.
All right. The Bible is the word of God,
And that's what we have to stand on, depend on, for heaven and earth to pass away, right? But
that's
he said,
right.
My word will stand forever. So if everything crumbles around us, if we're standing on the foundation of the word of God, everything else can fail. But we still will be victorious because of him. And the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him. And he shall direct our path. And he'll make our path straight. He'll make it smooth.
Yep.
He know where to lead us. He know where to guide us. He know where to direct us.
Yes.
If we will just listen. Because David said something, I will lift my eyes into the hill, right? From which comes my help. He said, my help comes from the Lord. He knew where his help came from. That created the
heavens and the earth.
The earth is the Lord and the full of the earth. You belong to God. I belong to God. The world belongs to God. It may not look like it, but God owns everything. He makes the final decision. Our situation that we go through does not determine the outcome. God determines the outcome. So we got to look to the healer. We got to look to God. I know I got to look to him. I was at a death door, but God turned it around for me. And he'll turn it around for you. And I'm blessed by the best above the rest. And our faith in him. Listen, our faith in God. Amen. We may not see it now, but we keep the faith. Then we see the evidence of our faith turning back to us. Answered prayer.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Man,
God is good. Listen, I know he's good. I know he's good.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. Oh, listen, listen. I almost died about three or four times.
I was told
but God
about that.
He turned it around for me. He no respect of person. He loved you like he loved me. Amen?
Yes, sir.
So keep on trusting in him. Listen, the Hebrew boy said something. I like this. He said, King, the God that we serve is able to deliver us. And then they said this.
Right.
If he does not deliver us, he's still able to do it.
That's right. They didn't know he's able. So it didn't matter.
He still can deliver me.
Yes, he can.
That's right.
Keep pushing. Keep pushing. Keep on. Never give up. Keep on. Amen. And let him bless your life.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Hold on. Listen, we're praying too. Hey, God is still asking him.
Praying.
Ooh, Lord, have mercy. I didn't talk to you, kid.
Constantly, and even where I work at, there's a couple of them praying for me. Oh, Wesley, we're praying
Amen.
For you.
Praise God.
Want to lose you? We're praying for you. You know, and and once you are recognized as a child of God, you just don't know what's going to come your way. These are handicapped and disabled people. They're telling me, Wesley, we're going to pray for you. I said, well, thank God I'm praying for you all. You know,
Amen.
God be the glory. God be the glory. Yeah.
Be the glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Yes, sir. It's a great life. Even
what
though
you
we have all kind of stuff going on in our life, it's still a great life.
Listen, thank you. I don't want no other life. I want this life. Hold it and accept the mother of God, which is our
Amen.
Religion.
Amen.
That's right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's your power, boy.
Okay.
So true.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes,
praise
sir.
God.
Hallelujah. Okay. I got about 45 seconds. Closing prayer. Someone, closing prayer. Nobody? Okay. Most High God in heaven and in earth and underneath the earth, we thank you for the time you have given us. We truly thank you for life, health, and strength. Bless each and every one that listened, that spoke, Father God. Your word was blessed, and we honor you, Father God, for that. Help us to live by your word, Lord God.
Yes, Lord. Please.
That we be people and be partakers of inheritance with your Son,
Jesus
Christ.
Lord.
Life
you,
everlasting. In the
Thank
mighty
you.
Name of Jesus Christ,
Hallelujah.
We pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Praise God, brother.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.